Welcome, everybody. Good to see you on this day before our Thanksgiving. And as we settle in, just trying to find a comfortable but also alert posture, something that will work for you. If you need to lie down or stand, you know, please feel free. And I think some of you know I just was on retreat, and this poem came up that is about somebody's experience of retreat. Quite dramatic, that. I found it both touching, true, and amusing. So this is called Zazen, and it's by Virginia Hamilton Adair. When I first floundered in, no one knew me, not even myself, staggering under a Saratoga trunk, crammed with humiliations, bottled like urine samples, nail kegs of anger, carbons of abusive letters, chemistry quizzes with Fs. Even the horse I never had and two casseroles left over from the dime a dip supper. No one remarked that I had brought too much. I was wearing three fur hats donated by opulent cousins, my feet encased in cement ever since the failure of the patio project, and my mouth full of barbs as an old trout. No one praised my appearance. The trunk fell off my back, disgorging its unusual contents at my stone feet, which also came off. The fur hats tumbled like a moth-eaten avalanche, burying a small monk. No one noticed. My sweat began to dry. I folded myself into one piece. No one. So whether you're going on a retreat and have the luxury of seeing all the garbage that you bring with you and all the craziness of the up and down mental and emotional states, and also the delight when things actually begin to settle down, or if you're just doing a little sit like we are, just a short sitting period, we arrive with all sorts of stuff, all sorts of extraordinary body sensations, mood states, things on the list to do, all sorts of preoccupations that we know perhaps we don't have to focus on so fully. They don't have to be the central part of the background. And that sometimes we can find just a little bit of peace almost amid the rubble. Now, of course, if we just sat here without any particular suggestion or inner guidance, the accumulation would just get more so. The pain in the body would increase. All the different mood states and plans, worries, contortions of the mind would just keep going. But we have this little opportunity as we close our eyes or soften our eyes and we come into our bodies a little more fully to, at least for the next few minutes, not be responsible for anything else, and to bring a quality of friendship, allyship, to this being who sits here. And as we open to the body sensations and the breath, and we notice the things that we've brought with us, our cement feet and that big trunk on our back, we allow, we encourage a sense of just letting things be, not trying to get rid of anything, not trying to create a perfect, blissful state, but just being with things as they are and bringing our attention back to our breath, back to the body, just as it is. And in this way, we create our own little mountain retreat. No one knows what's going on inside. No one will congratulate us. It's a solitary journey. And yet we all know that it can bring just a little peace, a little quiet amid the storms of our lives. So as you settle in, letting the shoulders drop, sensing what's occurring in the jaw and the mouth, and seeing if you can relax, soften, let go. Unfurrow even a little bit, folds in the brow and soften around the eyes. Letting the skin on the face not hold so tightly to its frame. And sensing a softness through the entire scalp. Softening now through the neck, the throat, whatever you feel around the upper back and the heart, the chest area, just bringing that kindly attention, open to whatever is there. And sensing the arms releasing, elbows quiet, lower arms, wrists and hands. Just letting go of our usual preoccupations, activities. Just letting it all drop away. Down through the back body, through the skin on the back, through the spine, the broad muscles, the middle, lower part of the back, into the pelvis. Not expecting anything particular, sensing how it is. And feeling the side bodies. Bring the awareness around more to the front body, the deep belly. Relaxing here as much as you can, whatever you find. softening through the belly and the organs above, the entire torso. Releasing, relaxing. And then moving down more fully into the base of the pelvis, sitting bones, buttocks, feeling the legs, the thighs, the groins, just as they are, whatever you have brought here. Through the knees, our dear knees, and down through the calves and the lower legs. Now in relative rest, not running around, relatively still. Letting those other activities, carrying your body weight, letting all that go. And coming into your feet. Ankles, your toes, the entire left foot, right foot, just as they are. So as we move now into the quiet, as feelings, body sensations arise, simply being with them, the power of presence, the power of the undistracted mind to just gently keep coming back, no matter how many times we disappear into thinking, to preoccupation, coming back to this simple sense of allowing whatever is here to be here. Using the breath and the body to help us come back into that present moment. No one is checking on us, no one is observing us, no one is noticing. It's a solitary journey. Just us as individuals on the mat, on the zafu, but also with this wonderful company that we have here. What's happening right now? be allowing, not trying to get rid of, but inviting that preoccupation, busyness, just gently dissipate, coming back to body and breath, and right here. Drifting away, just very gently, very kindly, coming back. This breath, the next breath, this moment, the next moment. Nothing more that we need to be responsible for. as we come to the end of the sitting, even if you feel that you've been very distracted, hardly there, perhaps there are many things going on in your life, noting that just by being here, without judgment, just very simply bringing ourselves back again and again, creates just a little bit of inner tranquility. We never know the impact of our sitting in the longer term, or even in the immediate moment. But we can see sometimes just a teeny little shift. Even if you've caught just one breath among thousands, one moment where you are truly present. And I'll read this curious little poem about being on retreat again. Zazen by Virginia Hamilton Adair. When I first floundered in, no one knew me, not even myself, staggering under a Saratoga trunk, crammed with humiliations, bottled like urine samples, nail kegs of anger, carbons of abusive letters, chemistry quizzes with F's. Even the horse I never had and two casseroles left over from the dime a dip supper. No one remarked that I brought too much. I was wearing three fur hats donated by opulent cousins, my feet encased in cement ever since the failure of the patio project. My mouth full of barbs as an old trout. No one praised my appearance. The trunk fell off my back, disgorging its unusual contents at my stone feet, which also came off. The fur hats tumbled like a moth-eaten avalanche, burying a small monk. No one noticed. My sweat began to dry. I folded myself into one piece. No one.